nothing but shades and an aura of sweet mystery. She slides to the middle. It's like driving in bed. There ain't nothing but good times.
I just want BAM to keep going on like that. It's just the way I am. 11:05 in the morning. I've been Mike, and I'll still be Mike after this, but I won't be on the air. Kristen will, but let me tell you what I played first, and then we're going to talk to her. Saint Divine started us off from their Divine album. That was just a great track called Divine. Love that record. Please listen to it front to back. The Beatles. Is that my phone? It is my phone. I'm going to stop that right there. Ah, technology. The Beatles right after that from Anthology 4. I've Just Seen a Face, take 3, they say. Very interesting. Everyone Says Hi is the band, had the third song of the set, so it must be new noise from an album called Funny, because it's true, it's just like that. Gary U.S. Bonds from back in 1982, his On the Line record that was called Out of Work. And just heard a great cover from Smitty and the Fezstones, Big Ass American Car. All right, it's 11:06, so it's really officially something about the women, so it's good that Kristen's here. Hello, Queen Bee of Bumblebee Radio. I should probably turn your mic on.
That usually helps. Hi, Mike.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to see you here.
Yes, nice to see you, too. I've been listening in the car on my way down. Great show today,
I'm sorry
as always.
For that. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I tune in every Saturday.
Well,
love this program.
Appreciate it. And when you walked in, what I said to you, besides like, hey, you finally got here, I said, this is why we did this, so that you'd be able to come in here and sub whenever you want and whenever the regular ladies, as opposed to the irregular ladies of Something About the Women, couldn't make it.
Right.
Here you are. This is really exciting.
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago that Sue from Something About the Women reached out to me, and she said, would you be available possibly to fill in for Something About the Women? I said, of course I am. I'll come right down.
Well, this is why you did this.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love this place.
Yeah. How can you not? So are you excited?
I am excited. Oh. And I brought a ton of music with me to share.
I can see that. I don't know how you carried it all up the stairs like that.
I'm going to probably need to go see the chiropractor afterwards.
I know a good one. Let's talk. All right. So I know what your first song is, but it's not for me to say. You can start it off whenever you'd like. You can say something. You cannot say something. Whatever you'd like.
So I do have a ton of music coming up this morning into the afternoon. We're on until 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I do have a bunch of Boston artists with me, as well as national artists that I play on Bumblebee Radio on my station. So we have a lot of new stuff, but we have stuff from the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. And I figured let's start off with a Boston song. And it's from Till Tuesday. Amy Mann is originally from Richmond, Virginia, but she came up to the Boston area to study at Berkeley, and that's where Till Tuesday got started. So their debut album was Voices Carry in 1985. But before that, before they got signed to their major label deal for that album, they had won WBCN's Rock and Roll Rumble in 1983, I believe.
Mm.
And then in 1984, they released a demo of this song that we're about to play. And BCN, despite the fact that they didn't have a record label or an album yet, BCN played this song anyway, which was really cool. You can now get it on the 1985 release of Voices Carry. This is Love in a Vacuum.
All right, stick around for Kristen Eck right here at Something About the Women on WMFO and streaming on BumblebeeRadio.com. Mm-hmm.
We could navigate together, psychic Thank you.
From the year 1990, that's Suzanne Vega with Tom's Diner here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Good morning. I'm Kristen Eck. It's Something About the Women until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Again, as I mentioned right at the end of Mike's program today, thank you so much to Sue for inviting me to fill in. I'll be with you spinning all songs written by or performed by women until 1 this afternoon. I'm really excited about today's program. That is not the original version of that tune by Suzanne Vega. She originally recorded that as an a cappella track. You can find the a cappella track out there to give that a listen. After she released that, two producers in Great Britain that go by the name of DNA got a hold of that song. They had put together a mixtape of beats. I'm not sure if they specifically had intended those beats for that song, but they found her a cappella recording, and they said, you know, this would fit. So they put the two of them together. I think in the early 2000s, they called that a mashup, but this was long before the early 2000s. So they released it. Suzanne Vega's record company was very upset about it. They were about to sue the living daylights out of them when Suzanne herself actually heard what they had done and really loved it. So they all came to an agreement with each other, released it on a label. It became a big hit. The rest is history. We also heard Blondie with I'm Always Touched by Your Presence, Dear. Bjork with Play Dead, which was originally composed for a film. But if you get a newer copy of her first album debut from 1993, that tune Play Dead is included on there. And Boston Music from Till Tuesday started us off at the top of the hour. As I mentioned, and thank you again to Mike Newman for the introduction. A great program this morning. He's sitting across the counter looking at me. And he stuck around long enough to make sure I didn't have a complete meltdown trying to remember all of this equipment and how to run it. I did have a meltdown, but I think we're all good now for the rest of the way. So we'll have a combination of new music and old music stretching back to the 70s and 80s, but I'll have some brand new stuff that I play on my radio station, BumblebeeRadio.com. We're simulcasting Something About the Women this morning and this afternoon on BumblebeeRadio.com as well. So wherever you're listening, thank you for joining in. Here's something on the newer side out of Great Britain. This is from Green Tea Peng. It's called One Foot here on 91.5 WMFO and BumblebeeRadio.com.
I'm 1 foot front and back again. Don't tell me it'll be like this until the end. I'm learning to surf, my friend, these treacherous oceans. I'm f***ing exhausted, messed up, distorted. My shit ain't sorted. I pray to the Lord, yes. Is it too late for me? Is it too late for me? Have you deserted me? One foot front and back again. That's just a comedy's ends. Peace be a crazy notion. Someone sell me the potion or lotion. It's a treasure out of Babylon. And we can't all make the first round. Nevertheless, we are homebound. Back to the father, yeah, original sound. Is it too late for me?
We'll be right back.
It's live, Kate Bush, from 1979 at the Hammersmith Odeon Theatre in London. James and the Cold Ghani here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Good morning. I'm Kristen Eckert. Something about the women until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Thank you again for inviting me to fill in on the program this morning. Kate Bush is not known for performing out live. She did a series of shows in 1979. That was one of them. And then didn't perform out live again until 2014 when she did a residency at the Apollo in London. I believe it was 14 shows, and all 14 shows sold out in the span of about 15 minutes. I never got a chance to get over there to see any of them, and I am one of the world's biggest Kate Bush fanatics. But that's a wonderful live recording of that tune off of her first album. Also, this was ended up being kind of a London set because Halos, a trip-hop band out of London, was right before that off of their 2019 release, Any Random Kindness, with a tune called Kyoto, and Green Tea Pang started us off on that set. It's Freeform Radio here on the air on 91.5 FM, and we're also simulcasting on my radio station this morning, BumblebeeRadio.com. If you don't know who I am, Kristen Eck, I'm the creator of Bumblebee Radio, which has been on the air since 2020. I'm also the airborne traffic and breaking news reporter for WBZ Radio in Boston, but I'm so happy to be on the air here at Tufts University this morning. How about some more music? This is PJ Harvey going back to 1998 off of her LP, Is This Desire? Perfect Day, Elise. Here on 91.5 WMFO.
jagte alle ja erst.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Peek out, 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 pe
from their 1988 LP Peep Show. Susie and the Banshees, Peekaboo, here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Good morning, I'm Kristen Eck, filling in this morning on Something About the Women. I'll be here with you until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Thanks again to Mike Newman, great show this morning with Mike on the mic. We're simulcasting on my radio station on bumblebeeradio.com until 1 o'clock today, so thank you for joining in, no matter where you're listening. We also heard some Boston music. Specifically, Sapling was originally out of Worcester. They're a trio. They're now based out of Providence, Rhode Island. That's off of their 2020 release, No Sequoia, with a tune called Bee Shifter. I can't say what the actual name is because we're on FM radio this morning, but I think you can figure it out. It rhymes with witch. Also, PJ Harvey starting things off. Here's some more music out of London right now from the Staves. This is a favorite band of mine. It's off their 2021 release, Good Woman. This is called Satisfied here on 91.5 WMFO.
Wasted time, wasted wine, guilty lying on your bed. Wasted talk on the telephone, why'd you do it like that? You put it on the shelf and you won't ask why. How do you know, how do you know that it's right? When you think about it, did you really try? You just leave it on the corner till you're satisfied. Till you're satisfied. And you don't know why. Ooh.
Humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
91.5 WMFO Medford.